The 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, "All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always until the end of the age." The Gospel of the Lord.
Why did Jesus have to leave? After all, saying goodbye is difficult. This past Thursday, we were to have celebrated the completion of our eighth graders' time at Our Lady of Perpetual Help School. High school and college seniors are graduating, although mostly with virtual ceremonies. And yet all of this is necessary, so that one can move on to a new stage of their life. But for the disciples, what was their new stage? After all, these are the men who walked, talked, ate, laughed, and cried with Jesus. It was an awesome privilege to be in his physical presence, to walk in his footsteps. And yet, his physical presence did not create an enduring faith in their hearts. They doubted who Jesus was. They abandoned the Son of God at his moment of need. And the Prince of the Apostles denied him not once or twice, but three times. And even after his resurrection, they did not initially recognize him. So Jesus' ascension did not mark the increase of their doubt. Rather, it increased their faith. I read a homily written by St. Leo the Great, a homily that he preached for the ascension. I want to share some of his words. He writes, "Our poor human nature was carried up in Christ, above all the hosts of heaven, above all the ranks of angels, beyond the highest heavenly powers to the very throne of God the Father. The lifting up of our human nature in Christ was a necessary action for salvation to be offered to the human family." He went on to say that our Redeemer's visible presence has passed into the sacraments. For those disciples, they were not abandoned, but they still had access to Jesus' presence, just as we do this day. The sacraments of the church are the primary way that we encounter the risen Lord, that we stand in his real presence, that we hear, through the voice of the priest, "Jesus forgives us," as we hear those words, "and I absolve you of your sins." The sacraments are the way that Jesus makes good on that promise that we heard at the end of Matthew's gospel. "I am with you always till the end of the age." And that's why these last 2 months have been quite a struggle, because the sacraments of the church have not been available to the body of Christ. St. Leo also went on to say, "Our faith is nobler and stronger because sight has been replaced by a doctrine whose authority is accepted by believing hearts enlightened from on high." That's a very important point that St. Leo makes. Our doctrine of faith comes from on high, comes from God. The gift of faith is a theological virtue because it is given to us by God. He continues, this faith was increased by the Lord's ascension and strengthened by the gift of the Spirit. It would remain unshaken by fetters and imprisonment, exile and hunger, fire and ravaging beast, and the most refined tortures ever devised by brutal persecutors. Think about this for a moment. Those disciples that were so scared for their lives that they abandoned Jesus at his passion, one by one gave up their life for the faith. One by one gave up their life as they preached the good news of Jesus Christ. The ascension increased the faith of his followers, while the gifts poured into their hearts at Pentecost strengthened them to spread the truth. That the Son of Man was revealed as the Son of God in a more perfect and transcendent way once he had entered into his Father's glory. He now began to be indescribably more present in his divinity to those from whom he was further removed in his humanity. The Pope makes another great point here when he says that for those disciples, for those men that experience his physical presence, probably as tradition says, for 3 years, eating and drinking, listening and watching, Jesus became even more present to them spiritually than when he was there physically. And so, my dear friends, these are the reasons why we celebrate what at first glance appears to be a goodbye, but instead is a new beginning of a new life in Christ. We not only can recognize in Jesus his divinity, but now, because he has taken our human nature to heaven, we have access to the one who loved us before we were born. So that one day we can journey that path that he has already walked, a journey that will lead us to eternal life with him.